Welcome back to Walls in Our Minds. This is Terry Dodd. Red, are you on with us? I'm hoping Red hasn't dropped off.
I have not dropped off.
That's great.
I am with you.
I'm glad you're here. We were concerned we couldn't see you on the switchboard, and I really want you on here to be able to visit with Mr. Warren Snarps. We're going to be talking about the photon genius revolution here, and this is something, Red, I think you're going to be really excited about, and I'm hoping that Warren's going to speak directly to you. Warren Starnes is with the Skilling Institute, and I got to experience his photon G today. And Warren, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Former legal and financial consultant for 25 years till cancer retired me. And in my quest for solutions, I've explored around the world, everywhere from China to Russia, and doctors and healers all over the place. And, Ed Skilling's technology was the most viable in the electromedicine field. And, I was familiar with Rife and a bunch of the others before because I had recommended that for clients. You know, their wives would get breast cancer or they'd get prostate involvement or whatever. So I'd already explored alternatives for a lot of years, but never really thought it would be for myself because I was nicknamed the health nut. You know, my nickname used to be Mr. Health. So I was the last one to ever be expected to come down with something like cancer. So it just proves, no matter what you think, we're in a cause and effect world. You can insult the body enough, get enough toxic exposure, chemical exposure, accidents, injuries, tired enough, long enough, sick enough, long, often enough. These things can take over. I have a little slogan. I say the bugs rule, and they eventually do. So it's a kind of a contest of the good ones against the bad ones. And, we're just now finding out more about it because, in the past, nobody wanted to talk about something bad like cancer. I remember sitting around in conversations with adults when I was a kid, and if some bad thing came up, like somebody talk about cancer or MS or something, some old boy would just say, let's just don't talk about it. So we as kids kind of got the impression that, if you don't talk about it, you might not get it. Well, the Europeans refer to this kind of mentality we have in our healthcare system as the ostrich mentality. If you stick your head in the sand, don't think or talk about it, maybe it'll just roll by you, but it really just steamrolls all of us. So I've had an interesting experience for the last 14 years being a legal and financial consultant to Ed Skilling. Once I found out his technology worked, and he was credited for reinventing Rife technology in 1959, and with his background as 17-year senior electronics design engineer for General Dynamics, number one design electronics engineer in the world at the time, category of Tesla or Marconi, I developed a respect for him pretty quick. And represented him legally and financially, and he made me the director of his institute, and I've been working with him for 14 years.
You told a story about and how this really came into being, and that was really interesting. I think our listeners would enjoy that.
Well, it's really interesting because it's just one of these live things that happens. I was blown away by the genius of Ed Skilling, like everyone is. He's got a documented history as long as your leg, longer than anybody, right, for any of the rest of them. He's the only really full-blown military background design guidance systems for missiles. He was the number one electronics engineer for General Dynamics for 17 years. He supervised over 1,000 of the brightest electronics engineers in the world at the time. So, I'm in his lab, and I'm about 4 years into him teaching me how all this works. And he always put phone calls on speakerphone, which was, he was a free, open spirit, honest guy. And I always said, he didn't have time to think of anything bad. He was too busy doing electronics 14, 18 hours a day. And he put every one of these calls on speakerphone, and another one came in. I was working on a circuitry, and a lady doctor that started talking to him, and they're in this conversation about old times and who they knew and friends. And in the conversation, he says, "You still got that big box." And he referred to it in some nickname. And she said, "Why, yes, I still had it." And he said, "Well, how's it working for you?" And she said, "Well, I'm still betting 1,000. "Well, you know, I'm being in the legal and financial world, and, you know, you under-promise and over-deliver, the opposite of what people do in business today, which is over-promise and under-deliver. So, you just don't make wild claims or exaggerations or even get close to it." And so after this conversation, I said, what were we all talking about? "Well, it was a special instrument I made for her and one of her patients 20 years ago. I said, "So she's still using it, still work?" "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, what's this bet in 1,000? He said, "Well, she's been using it on cancer patients for 20 years, and she's changed every one of them." I said, "Well, why did you make it to begin with?" He said, "Well, it was a rare form of cancer one of her patients had. It was a young lady in her early 20s. She had tumors over every square inch of her body, top of her head, bottom of her feet, extremely painful, couldn't even hardly wear clothes, couldn't go anywhere, in tremendous pain constantly, and it was extremely rare. No one knew what to do anything about it. You can't just, like, cut every..." "Well, the only way to cut all that out is just put her in a body bag." So, you know, it was just not practical in the medical terms to even try to do anything. So he made this special instrument. I said, "Well, what was it?" He said, "Well, it was a special combination of noble gas technology, which has been around for over 100 years, and he specialized in it. He had the electronics genius to be able to measure not just frequencies, but harmonics, which is everything going on between, above, and below a frequency. And he proved that it wasn't frequencies in the Rife and Lakowski and Abrams and other guys' technologies that did magic in the body. The body's more complex than that. It's not as simple as a number on a meter." And so he said, I have developed this combination of gases that put out the richest array of electron harmonics." I said, "Really?" And I said, "Well, what did you do?" He said, "I made this combination of noble gases, krypton, xenon, neon, argon, all the inert gases, and I dialed in for the richest explosion and transmission radiation of electrons." And he had about 14 feet of this noble gas tube technology in this box, and so he made it for this lady, for this specific patient. I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, she used it. Her boyfriend rigged it up so he'd go up and down over her bed. 6 weeks later, she's out riding her bicycle." Well, you know, I just immediately jumped to what my, you know, bent was, which is being a doubting Thomas and explore all angles. And I said, "Well, you know, the only thing I know about cancer is it either goes somewhere else or comes back." I said, "What happened to her?" He said, "Well, a couple of years later, it started coming back. She went back to this doctor, got this box, got this spirit gas, noble gas technology on her, and went away again and never came back. She's been using it on cancer patients for 20 years, and like she said, bad enough." I said, "Ed, how come we're not making that?" He said, "Well, we went a better direction. You know, the photon genie has this circuitry that regenerates, reflows nerve paths. So it works on things not just like cancer, a pathogen. It reflows nerve paths. It works on things neurological like dementia, ADD, ADHD, autism. It's anything involving a direct neurological component." And I agreed with him. I said, "But man, you know, we get these calls from these people that are just, it's bottom of the night, the inning, and they got the hand on the light switch. These people are just about gone. You know, we need any kind of extra power we can get to help these people." He said, "You know, you're right." And he said, "We could go back and do that again." I said, "Well, let's do it." And he said, "All right, I'll tell you how you go do it." So I made a prototype box, and the only experiment I got to do with it was on my ex-wife, who in this period of time developed a squamous cell melanoma skin cancer, the kind no one really survives. And long story short, my boys rigged this box of noble gas technology up in her bedroom on a couple of crates. One of my sons loaned her his creepy that he got under his car to work on his car. And I even tried to have a little sense of humor, and I said, listen, you're getting so good at sliding underneath this thing. She's doing it two or three times a day or a night before she went to bed and sleeping with the photon genie, regenerating her and everything. I said, you're getting so good going underneath this thing. Why don't you change the oil on my car or something? So she didn't have a good sense of humor then. She was pretty fried. But, you know, they gave her about 60 days to live. In 2003, she was disabled. She couldn't work. You know, they were going to. She had this mole on her shoulder, so they were going to cut her shoulder off and cut a chunk of her thigh off to fill in her shoulder and then radiate her. Now, that's the kind of plan that they come up with when you're sick and about to die. They're just going to kill you in multiple ways in addition to that, and in the name of trying to save you, which is just a bad joke. I said, listen, you could die from either one of these surgeries. And by the way, our two sons, all they're going to see is you limping and gimping around, radiated, on drugs, slobbering, screaming in pain, or slobbering like a vegetable the last days of your life. Now, what kind of picture is that for them to remember? And I finally got through to her, and so she did this. It worked, of course, like it did for this doctor for all these years. And that box had about 18, the original box had about 14 feet of noble gas technology, the spirit gas, and a special kind of generation to fire it and transmit it. And the box I made had 18 feet, and the Photon Genius that we just released in December of 9 has 150 feet of this noble gas technology. And we combined infrared, which has been documented for hundreds of years and recognized by medical doctors for decades. And it, you know, just infrared alone changes over 1,800 diseases. The problem is, if you go to do the infrared therapy, you're in some wooden box or looking at some goofy light, and that's not much of a therapy to, you know, try to save your life from terminal cancer. So this Photon Genius is a showstopper. I mean, you actually can just walk up on it and see it and get the message intuitively, instinctively. Your subconscious gets this loud and clear. It only accepts truth. And when you come in the presence of this sucker, you just walk away convinced on the inside. It takes a lot longer for us to consciously go for anything new because we've been, you know, in America too long. And the world is, you know, all about new and, you know, be careful and are you sure and all that kind of stuff. Well, listen, man, you know, all it takes is stand in this thing for 30 minutes. By the way, when you fire this baby up and you stand in it, you can get not only the richest bath of electrons, it's an electron bath that goes all the way to every cell of your body, including your bones, and balances all the chakras and meridians of energy in your body. Every Oriental Chinese expert agrees that this is the ultimate way to do it. And it makes their work easier because it's automatic and it's a machine doing it, etc. And it's the genius of its killing. But when you stand in this for 30 minutes, it burns 500 to 700 calories. It's the equivalent of 4 hours of hard working out in the gym. And quite frankly, anybody that's sick, let alone anybody that's smart, isn't taking their clothes off in some public gym and waiting there in line on a machine and trying to park and the stress of and then doing it 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week. Well, that's what we're forced to do because there's never been an alternative like this. And quite frankly, I have sports trainers, trains the Phoenix Suns, some expert genius kind of physical therapy guys. They love it. They do it. They all want one in their house because it changes any human organism you stick in. We have a practitioner over in Missouri, and he and his wife have been treating catastrophic illness for over 20 years. They're great practitioners, and they're very experienced. Well, it took them three months to figure out to try to go ahead and get one of these. It was a big decision for them. They cost $24,700, price of a cheap car, and compared to your life and your health and getting in shape and everything else, we spend a lot more than that, just vitamins and all these goofy things we try. And, you know, we should keep trying. That's what makes us ripe and prepared for these kind of innovations when they come along. But they had multiple life-changing experiences. They bought one. It was a big decision. It took them 3 months to finally decide to do it. They had that thing 2 months and bought another one. So that should tell you a lot. They had one patient come in, and she said, "Can I bring a friend with me?" And they said, "Well, sure." They're in Missouri. They're friendly people. And so this lady shows up, and she's got this guy, and they have to help get him in because he's in a wheelchair. But they see catastrophic illness people all the time. They reel him in, they get him started. And he was in really sad shape. They said, "You know, you probably need to do this a couple of times a day." So they stayed, and he started doing it 2 times a day. And he did it for 2 weeks. They opened it up 6 days a week for him. They didn't know until the third day that this lady was picking him up at hospice. It was checkout time for him. No hope, nothing. When they say hospice, you should have already gotten your affairs in order because that could be any minute. And long story short, they, in 2 weeks of doing it twice a day, this guy went back to work. They produced a video of this testimony and all the others that they've had in their clinic, and they're on YouTube. You can go to Photon Genius, PhotonGenius.com, and there's all these videos of doctors, medical doctors, alternative doctors, colon therapists, massage therapists, people that aren't practitioners that have gotten them and started clinics. Some people have them in their homes, and they treat everybody at the church. So there's multiple applications, of course, in the world is so sick, we have so few alternatives that actually do something and actually noticeably work. And I promise you, this is a 30-minute session. All the skilling technology has a 30-day money-back guarantee and has for 51 years. And we don't do it unless some family member dies before they get the instrument. If they try it, they usually keep it. The Photon Genius has a 30-minute money-back guarantee. You can't do this for 30 minutes without saying, "Oh my gosh, can I do this tomorrow?" It just changes you. One of the other things they've noticed is that when you utilize this technology, because it's like an electron bath for the energy of your body, which is trillions of cells that never get enough energy, there is no way to get it hard except by accident. If you use just the noble gas technology, because you can control the settings on this, you can go near, far, infrared, and everything in between, above and below. It's the first time in history of infrared you could do that. But the noble gas energy electron bath alone, if you do this for an hour before going to bed or just go lay down, it's like an out-of-body experience. It's more balance of harmonic, coherent energy than the human body has ever experienced. And, at edskilling.com, edskilling.com, you can read about a lot of this, and Ed Skilling and his famous quote, which is right on the front page of his website, is, "The only known cure for cancer is your own God-given immune system. All he did is figured out how to communicate with it and power it up." That's the final word on this subject about claims, etc. Ed Skilling, when I first met him, I said, you try to think of something appropriate to say to somebody that's an electronics genius. The best in the world in a field this complex is electronics. So I met him, and I said, "Mr. Skilling, I want to thank you for saving my life." He said, "I didn't save your life." I said, "Well, your instrument did." He said, "No, it didn't." I said, "You need to help me figure this out. You need to explain. I've got some lymphatic tumors, and I use this 4 or 5 weeks, and they're gone." He said, "Warren, the only known cure for cancer is your own God-given immune system. All I did is figure out how to communicate with it and power it up." That's how simple this is. And any time you have a genius-level expert in a complex field like electronics with a pure, honest, sweet spirit with no ego and not doing it for money, that's where these breakthroughs come, is out of that kind of spirit. So it's a breakthrough technology that's found its time, and time is now.
Warren, what was that URL you gave a while ago? Was that Skilling.com?
Ed Skilling.
Ed Skilling.
EDSKILLING.com.
Okay, because I posted the wrong one on the chat.
That's okay. It's easy to fix. And the videos for the Photon Genius are on, you can get to them on that site, or also on PhotonGenius.com, PhotonGenius.com. They're posting them up every day. We got practitioners and owners in about 13 states now, and it changes every week. And practitioners are now getting multiple units for different rooms, different separate clinics, one for the house, one for the clinic. We originally thought that 80% of these would go to practitioners, and, you know, some individuals may buy. It's turned out the opposite. 80% of these go to individuals that buy them and put them in their house. And, you know, when you're dealing with something serious and you got a family that you're serious about, it's simple. Park this sucker in the corner of a bedroom. It's a horseshoe shape, so it doesn't take up much room. It's about 55 inches across, about 29, 39 inches deep, and it's about 6.5 feet tall. And you just stand in this circumference of 205 degrees of electron energy bath, infrared targeted, controlled, and you have all the controls of all of this and any combination of this, and it's endless. The only limit to how you use this is your own creativity, because the technology is there, the power is there, and you do it in proportion to what your need is. If you got stage 4 cancer, you should be doing this 3 times a day and have the capability of not just doing 3 30-minute sessions a day. Pick a day and do 8 10-minute ones. You can't monkey around with this crud. It's an enemy. Cancer is not a disease you treat. It's an enemy you beat. It's on the cover of a book I have coming out the end of this year. It's real simple. You don't approach an enemy the way you do a disease. A disease, you find a doctor and get a treatment. Well, cancer is an enemy. You need weapons. You need a military strategy. You need to be conditioning. You need to be training. You need to be in boot camp. Oh, this opponent will take your butt clean out, and it's doing millions of people every day all over the world. And this is the master of genius-level electronic technology to deal with it, and it's very, very, very effective. And the genius makes it so obvious, so quick, it's just amazing. They've already nicknamed it a miracle machine. And the miracle is not the machine. It's praise the Lord, thank you, Creator, for giving you special forces in your body to kick these punks out of your body and whip them and keep them under control. But they need weapons. They need power. They need ammo. And that's what these technologies do.
Well, your point earlier today when you were doing your lecture for the conference here was, why wait? Why wait till you're hurting?
The bugs ain't waiting. You know, the bugs rule. You know, everybody, you know, medical doctors won't talk about it much because they don't understand much about it. They're trained in where these organs are, how to get them out, and how to replace them. That's it. The Oriental, who mastered the body for 5,000 years, the masters know what organ to work, in which order, how the blood works, how pH affects oxygen levels in the blood, how to fix the liver by fixing the gallbladder first, how to not detox the body without strengthening the kidney first. You could never get a doctor to talk to you about any of these things. They don't have the training. It doesn't mean that they're weak or lame. You know, they pay a big price. They go to school 14 years. They spend all their family's money, and, you know, they learned a lot of stuff. Congratulations. But if you got a bug on board, if you got an enemy, a pathogen like cancer that mutates, every time you hit it with something, it mutates and adapts to it, you're talking about some kind of sophisticated enemy here. If you can't be just treating it, that's like sending missionaries to Afghanistan to treat the terrorists. They better be packing.
How long does the average person have a condition like that before they usually know it or feel it or sense it?
The average person has cancer since they get here. We're born with precancerous cells. In the placenta around the baby, there's cells that mimic and actually they say are identical in how they function to cancer cells. And look, all a cancer cell is a good cell gone bad. Well, how do they go bad? Well, what kind of life are we living? You're raised in a house that nobody knows anything about anything other than you better eat everything on your plate. Not is this good for the chemistry of your body, is it good for your blood vessels? It's going to inflame your blood and turn on your immune system and wear it out, so by the time you're 30 or 40, you catch everything, and by the time you're 50, 60, cancer's taking an organ and looking for the rest of them. That's how it works. So, you know, the number one rule about these pathogens and bugs is, why breed them and feed them? What is this any way to treat an enemy? You know, in ancient times, if they had an enemy and they identified where they were and they didn't want to risk the lives of any of their troops, they just surround them and starve them out. You're never going to get anybody to consider that because they don't understand that these pathogens, so we just keep feeding them by accident. Well, by accident or on purpose, if you feed an enemy, he's still going to get stronger and kill you. And that's exactly what happens with these things. They now know by medical studies the average person has cancer 7 or 8 times in their life, and the immune system keeps it under control every time. You never know it. You don't know what your immune system's doing right now. It's saving your butt every second, every minute from pathogens that are multiplying, mutating. If it wasn't from your immune system, by the way, if it wasn't from your immune system, cancer would kill you in 3 days.
Hypochlorous acid.
Hey, listen, they're, you know, you better praise your creator for blessing you with these kind of special forces that you could get away with murder and not die until it's 50 years later.
What other sort of things is this really good for? I mean, you've talked a lot about cancer. I mean, my co-host, Red Beckman, here, for example, has rheumatoid arthritis.
Well, and rheumatoid arthritis is, there's a cause for it. And if you can get into the energy of the body and measure, evaluate the energy level of organs and systems of the body, which only the original masters can do. We've studied with them. We know how to do that. You can identify which organs have allowed infection to take over, and they're multiple. The average person is walking around with a minimum average of a dozen low-grade, non-presenting infections. Well, just because you're not coughing up something green, you're not hurting, you don't have a fever, don't mean you don't have infections on board. You know, just because you can't see a terrorist don't mean he ain't there. Haven't we learned that? Well, the reason we don't think about health in these terms is because we don't understand these pathogens are not just a sickness or a disease. They're enemies. That switch alone, if you turn it on, you make completely different decisions about what you're going to do, what doctor you're going to accept advice from. Hey, listen, if Don King called you and said, hey, 15th of next month, I got you booked fighting Mike Tyson in Caesar's Palace, well, what would you do? You say, well, I'm not going to do it. You kill me. No, it's $10 million. Well, I got cancer. I'm going to die anyway. Why don't I just go ahead and have this fight? It'd be a better way of dying than from cancer, and I have $10 million from my kids. Regardless of how you put this concept together, if you had to show up with an enemy that could kill you, what kind of, wouldn't preparation be a word you'd be considering? How about training? How about cheating? How about finding somebody that knew some tricks? How about somebody that knew some kind of special art that you could use on this opponent to whip them, keep them from killing you? How about some defensive strategies, how to avoid this sucker? If you'd be interested in anything that is one of two things, hurt the enemy and made you stronger, and made you more capable and better prepared.
We've got about 11 minutes left to go, and I'd like for Red to be able to
sure,
get
Red,
in here
on?
And ask you some questions.
Yeah, Red, are you on?
I'm on.
Glad to have you on.
I'd rather not make any kind of comments because you guys have left me so far behind tonight that I feel rather inadequate mentally to comprehend everything that I've heard.
It's a lot real fast because, you know, he just says, come over here, I want you to get on here, and I've got Red on the other line. I said, all right, I'll download a little bit and give him some basics to start with. But if you go to those websites, photongenius.com, itsgilling.com, there's a lot of information there. You got our toll-free number. All you got to do is call and ask for me, Warren Starnes, the director, international director of the Institute. I'll schedule a time and get on the phone and be patient and listen and answer whatever we can.
I just hope that Terry has copied down those websites and such because I don't keep up too well with that type of the stuff. And
well,
so,
Fred, you and I got that in common. I got a Terry, too, and he did copy them down. So he's watching
out. Well, that way he can really... He emails me fairly regular, and he can put those on an email and send them to me. And,
yeah, he's pretty efficient, so he'll get them for you.
Yeah, this is pretty fascinating stuff. And the one thing that I've been kind of listening for tonight, and I haven't heard it, in the previous interviewees and such, I think that we have to consider the fact that there are forces out there that are very negative, and they do not want, they do not want humanity on this planet to free themselves from their grip. These international gangsters have maintained that they have gotten control of energy, and they've gotten control of banking and the money situation.
Well, here's the deal, Red, and I'll address it the best I can, and there's multiple considerations with what you brought up. And I agree, we're keenly aware of all the things that go on and the conspiracies and the money motivator, you know, et cetera. But here's the thing. You don't have to worry about special forces or some agency or some government stopping this. It's going to be bloody hard to get it going anyway. The only special forces we're worried about are between people's ears.
I agree. Now, here's what I have said many, many times. It's we the people who are the problem. Our Congress has been having their dog and pony show for how many weeks here now on this debt thing, and it's not Congress that is to blame for all of this. It's we the people, and we're the ones that are going to pay the price for our not doing what we should be doing and getting ourselves informed and that type of thing. So anyway, I've enjoyed the program. I've enjoyed listening. When we get programs like this, I just try to stay quiet and absorb as much as I can because I'm thrilled to death because I know that there's people out there that are tapping into these great truths, these great facts, and such that we have not been able to utilize because we weren't capable. We had not developed to the point where we could comprehend what these truths and these facts are, but I think we've got we've got some big things happening and some good things happening, and so I just hope I'm around to see it happen.
of the individual and giving them. You know, the new healthcare program of the future is don't buy into anybody's except your own. We need to own our healthcare. We need, but you know what? It's easier said than done because it's hard to find out anything that works to where we can tell it works to hold on to or use to have any effect on our health problems. This is a major breakthrough for the individual, for individual health care and personal control of their health destiny. You got to find things that work and work quick and that you can tell. And don't just change an illness or a symptom or a name of a disease. They change your whole friggin' body. That's how you beat problems in areas of the body. You fix the rest of the body. But it's easier said than done. And without this breakthrough technology, we'd still just be having a conversation. Now you can get off the phone and go see videos of people doing it, doctors using it, results of medical tests before and after. We had a guy over in Mesa, you know, he's got it. He didn't even have a practitioner. He got it for his son who's stage 4 lung cancer. His ex-wife didn't want it in her house. Do what?
Warren, has there been any specific FDA resistance to this?
No, not at all. The FDA doesn't approve of things that work. They're so busy approving things with big budgets and people that want their endorsement. We don't need them or want them. We're not making any claims. This doesn't do anything about disease. It does things about strengthening the body so that the body, the immune system, keeps it under control like it's doing anyway, only better, more obvious. Symptoms improve, quality of life improves, and these things that gradually disappear. We don't claim success for it. We don't claim cure for it. We praise the Lord, thank our Creator for the systems that do it. That's the truth. All these guys out here claiming that your product is the best and that you should use it for disease, they're just selling stuff for all the wrong reasons. Its killing has been about result. For people, for patients. That's why he would go to the trouble to make a special one-of-a-kind instrument for a doctor, for one girl that was about to die. He's done that for, it's 51 years now. This is an overnight success, all right? It only took 51 years.
Well, I heard a word today. And I've noticed that a lot of this technology that we've got going on here, particularly like what you're dealing with and the energy lights and the life wave patch, they all seem to be associated to the same kind of science, if you will, and going after the same kind of ethereal elements within our bodies. And I heard a word today, photobiomodulation. Mm-hmm. I threw it out in jest to my people on my chat earlier, and they all went, they started telling jokes because nobody was really willing to try to explain it because, you know, it's not a word that immediately comes to mind.
You don't need a big complex word for something real simple. You know, what you need to do is just have a clear, simple understanding of how the body works. Not all these great ideas of how we think you can tweak it and fix it. How does it work? Quantum physicists proved in the 70s, won Nobel Prize, that you can't explain life with biology and chemistry, only quantum physics. Why? Because there's two aspects of the human organism. A plasma energy field of the body, which is dominant. There was a book written called in the early 1900s, The Waves of Heal by Levkoski, and now in our time, The Body Electric. It's all this research, and there's enough documented research in there to choke a gorilla about how electric the body is. We're more electric than chemistry, but all we spend all our lives doing is figuring out how to do the chemistry thing, and we can't even do what goes on our plate right. So, you know, playing all these games and conversations about all these things, it fits into one of two categories, and it's either a one of two levels. It's in the plasma energy field, the electronics of the body, or the chemistry of the body. There's only two levels, professional and amateur. And if they're making up words and can't explain them in real clear, simple terms, they're amateurs. The Orientals have a real simple way of expressing this. We must change our direction lest we wind up where we're headed. And it's easy to tell where we're all headed. Out of shape, don't feel good, got this diagnosis, this symptom, and everybody we've been taught to go see says, how old are you? Did your father have arthritis? See there, that explains it. No, it doesn't. There's a cause. Arthritis is infection of the bone. Well, what? Look, infections are infections. They go different places. They're multiple. They have different names or whatever, but the body handles them all the same way. You have to have a rich supply of oxygen in your blood. You can't do that if you don't have minerals in your blood. Well, all infections eat all your minerals. That robs you of oxygen, so now you don't have any weapons to defeat them and defend them and get rid of them. There are lots of causes of infection. We know what they all are and can track them down. It has to be done energy testing of the body, the way the Orientals did. You know, for 5,000 years, how did they get rid of all these diseases? Energy work.
When we camped in the ice at Nashville's gold.
Good. Enjoy being with you, Red. I'll talk to you later.
Barely had time to bury our dead.
Thanks for having
me on. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell,